Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge Morning Market Update. And what started out looking like it was going to be a pretty bad day, it's actually beginning to look a little bit better here. July corn is at 588 and three quarters. That's down 5 1/4. Low of the day, though, was 577 and a half, so we've managed to rally 11 cents off those lows. And if we could manage to get back to unchanged or even a little bit positive, that would be very good on the charts. December corn at 519 and three quarters, down 5 1/2. The low there was 511 and a quarter, so we are trading 8 cents off the worst levels of the day there. July soybeans at 1297 and a half are currently up a penny. The low there, 1270 and three quarters, so we're trading almost 30 cents off the worst levels of the day in the soybeans. So maybe we're seeing a little bit of bottom formation here, or at least a near-term bottom. November new crop is at 1150 and a half. That's down 2 3/4. The low was 1130 and a half, so we have bounced noticeably there. Soybean oil at 46.44 is currently up 24. July soybean meal, 391.60. That's off a dollar. And again, we are trading well off the worst levels of the day. July crush is at 77, that's up 150. New crop crush at 157 is down 425. Wheat has also improved markedly off the lowest levels of the day. Chicago wheat at 589.5 is currently down a penny and a half. It was as low as 573.25 earlier. Kansas City wheat at 788.25, that is up 4.5. It made a low at 763.75. Again, we were trading at $9 a bushel not that long ago, so we are probably due for some sort of little bounce here. July Minneapolis at 784 is currently down 9. September rice at 1458 is down 6. July cotton 8340, that is down 59. December new crop at 7980, down 41. Live cattle at 166.60, that's down 57. Feeders at 237.97, up 20. July hogs, 81.97, that's up 245. June milk at 15.58, that's up 2. July orange juice, 283 even, that is currently up 70. July crude oil, 69.07, that is down about 40 cents a barrel. We are trading $2 off the lowest level in the crude oil, so we are beginning to see a bounce. And perhaps this mini commodity collapse that we've been enduring for the last three or four sessions, maybe we're getting close to the end of that. We'll see. July diesel at 227.56 is up 0.75 a gallon, while unleaded at 246.86, down about a penny a gallon. Natural gas is at 232, that is unchanged. August gold at 1987 is down $10. July silver at 2348 is up 25 cents. Dollar index 104.49, that is up 23. Stocks mixed to lower today. We are beginning to see some signs of technical erosion here. Dow Jones Industrial Average 32,765, down 278. S&P 500 41.70, that's down about 35 points or just shy of 1%. NASDAQ Composite 12,927, that is down 90. Today is the last day of May, so we may be seeing some profit taking in the old adage, sell in May and go away. Well, people are selling in May and may very well go away as the market didn't make new highs yesterday and we fell off of them. Interest rates are noticeably lower today. The 2-year at 440, down 5 basis points. The 10-year at 365, down 3 basis points. The 30-year at 387 is down 1 basis point. Bitcoin at $27,000 a coin is down $720, or about 2.5%, adding to the market nervousness. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.